This is a very important announcement because it's the first time we've had a touch first, an operating system built from the ground up to be for multi-touch. I think the Pencil looks phenomenal, better than any stylus
phenomenal,
I've ever seen.
Phenomenal, but not cheap.
You know, at this point, you're still under $1,000 for both the iPad Pro and the Pencil. Pencil's, what, $100?
Yeah.
Charges in like 10 minutes, which is amazing, from the Lightning port on the iPad. I would get the Pencil. I would not get the keyboard because I think the keyboard is just kind of a sop to people who say, but I need a keyboard. This is not a computer like your dad's computer, like my computer. This, to me, is a touch-first computer. And
yeah,
Ben's point was, is you got to support developers who are going to make touch-first applications for this. He says iMovie, great, GarageBand, a revelation. But this is not a Fruit Ninja device. This is not a device for playing Fallout Shelter. This is a productivity tool, and you need the apps, and Apple has to adjust the App Store to make way for these app developers. Dana and Andrew, you both got to play with it. Were you impressed, Andrew, with the touch, with the pen?
Yeah, you know, I'm not an artist, so, you know, I can't speak, like, authoritatively about how it compares to different, like, active digitizers and all the different pens and things that are out there. But, you know, at one point, the guy who was showing me the Pencil, like, leaned over the tablet, put his entire forearm on there, and the screen just ignored it, was only paying attention to the Pencil input.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really good palm rejection. The tilt is really interesting. Like, if you, you know, if you are drawing with a Pencil and then you tilt it, you get a very different line than if you're drawing with a tip. And the Pencil, the Apple Pencil, replicates that really, really interestingly. I mean, the only app I got to play with was like the basic drawing that they have in the built-in Notes app. But for some of like the Photoshop stuff that they demoed, I'd be really interested to see what artists and designers would do with this.
It's interesting they had all the medical people in there because I feel like, in a way, that's one market they're absolutely eyeing is hospitals and physicians who might use specialized software with this thing. I can't wait. I've said this for years on an iPad today. I can't wait to get my hands on an iPad Pro, right? You want one?
Well, my first reaction was gold iPad Pro for sure. Give it to me. And then
you're not going to travel with it. It's too big for that, right?
There's that. There's the idea that, you know, the stylus, as beautiful as it is and as much as I realize it works well, that's not for me. I'm not an artist. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. I don't do any sort of, like, I don't even use pencils and pens anymore. So,
But iMovie, you do video editing. Wouldn't it be an interesting experience to use your hands to video edit instead of a mouse and keyboard?
Sure,
GarageBand,
sure.
Same thing. And it's big enough that you can have full-size controls. I feel like there's something happening here, that this could be a landmark device, really.
I think really, you know, I've got the 6 Plus, so this is something that has kind of cannibalized some of my iPad usage. When I'm just kind of sitting around at my house, I just kind of want to have a second screen when I'm watching a movie or something like that. The iPad Pro feels too big for that, though. And that is still what I want to use my iPad for. I want to kick back on the couch and kind of hold it and read stuff. And some of my colleagues, like male colleagues who are a lot bigger than me, you know, they took pictures of themselves holding the iPad Pro, and it looks ginormous.
Still looks big.
Yeah. It's a big device. And, the portability is a factor as well for anybody who likes to use their iPad when they're traveling. I'm one of them. So
I see.
Jury's out. I'm going to wait a little bit and see if it's something that my friends make me jealous enough about before I pull the trigger.
I feel like this could be a breakthrough product if the right software is developed for it. And I think Apple has to do something to make that happen.